Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, Pat, talk to us. I know that you had some interesting information that you just found out.
Yeah.
And you have sources for this, right? You have sources?
Oh, yeah, we've got sources.
Okay, talk to us.
Yeah, I heard this awesome story yesterday. I couldn't hardly believe it. It just caught my attention. And Steve, you can relate to this. There's this vet. Apparently, he was a veteran from...
veteran?
Yeah, veteran.
Okay.
Veteran, not
a veterinarian.
Okay.
A vet, a military vet.
Military veteran, okay.
Did a few tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And anyway, he came back from all that, and he got discharged because of...
medical reasons.
Got hit by... What do you call this?
IED.
Yeah.
Roadside bomb, basically.
Had post-traumatic stress, all that. So he had this dog could, because he would have these seizures.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this dog that would actually detect these seizures that would actually help him.
The dog would detect the seizures.
He was trained to notice and pay attention to his owner if he had a seizure or not, mm-hmm. and somehow mm-hmm. help him. Well, apparently, one day he ended up having a seizure, and the dog, now that he wasn't trained to do this particular part of it. He's on the ground having a seizure. He digs the man's phone out of his pocket. The dog. With his paw. And the dog calls 911.
What?
With his paw.
What kind of phone was this?
It was probably, he showed it on the TV. It was like a little iPhone or something. And he's like, he kept hitting the phone and somehow pulled up.
911.
Somehow pulled up 911. Was able to call over and over and over again.
Oh my
because
goodness.
At first they thought it was just a prank.
Yeah.
But it kept happening over and over again. And then one time they heard the man in the background actually making noises.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So he called multiple times.
So they finally come. A police officer comes to the house. And the dog's sitting out front in the yard waiting for them and leads them back to where the man is and ends up saving the man's life.
Wow. My goodness.
Wow.
What a story.
Yeah. We'll have a clip of it, of the little video of it on the torch. Awesome. It
wow.
was unbelievable.
Well, that's great. Listen, our prayers are for every veteran that has served our country and has defended us. And our prayers are for you. We want to see you be healed and restored. And we're thankful for this man's life who was saved. But there's so many men and women that have laid down their lives for us. We appreciate you. We honor you. And we stand for you and all the help that you need to get back to where you need to be.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.